The AccuWeather forecast, intervals of clouds and sun, high today around 36. The U.S. Department of Justice moving to implement a new nationwide effort that's well known to the Racine Police Department and will have a somewhat familiar name playing a major role. Milwaukee native and retired Madison Police Chief Noble Ray has been named to lead what is formally called the Policing Practices and Accountability Initiative. It's part of the DOJ's Community-Oriented Policing Services, or COPS, program, for which Racine PD has received nationwide attention and has been asked to explain how it works in other parts of the country. COPS Office Director Ronald Davis, announcing Ray's appointment, says that Chief Ray's background and extensive experience make him the ideal candidate to lead this effort. Ray serving 30 years with Madison Police, including 9 as chief. If your 2016 travel plans include any of the big theme parks down in Orlando, Florida, you may want to take note they are now using metal detectors. Walt Disney World, Universal Orlando, and SeaWorld installing them this morning. The new security measures being put into place just as the huge crowds are starting to arrive for the upcoming holidays. Disney World also going to stop selling toy guns and will ban people over the age of 14 from wearing costumes in its parks. Milwaukee Brewers principal owner Mark Attanasio reemphasizing his commitment to a rebuilding program in a letter to fans that says there is a lot of hard work to do and we will not take any shortcuts or look for quick fixes. New GM, 30-year-old David Stearns, has a great deal of flexibility to work with, according to Attanasio, noting just 3 long-term contracts remaining for Jonathan Lucroy, Matt Garza, and Ryan Braun. The letter goes on to say, "I believe we need to take a step back and build more intensively from within, and that requires grinding things out, prospect by prospect and trade by trade." And the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says over the past 5 years leading up to this past June 30th, which includes the post-recession era, Wisconsin ranked 32nd in private sector job growth among the 50 states and behind other Midwest states. Michigan was number 10, Indiana 18th, Minnesota 20th, Ohio 24th, Iowa 30th, and Illinois 31st. Well, 'tis the season for lots of deliveries being made, and with that, packages are disappearing from porches, something that Racine resident Lisa Carter is accused of doing recently. The 49-year-old, charged with 2 misdemeanors for allegedly taking packages off the front porch of a home in the 1900 block of Laird Avenue. When police caught up to her, Carter allegedly said that she found the packages on the road. She could get up to 18 years in prison and a fine of up to $20,000 if convicted. She'll be back in court January 21st. Caledonia's Police and Fire Commission is scheduled to meet this evening on the process of finding a new police chief. The agenda for the closed session calls for conducting oral interviews with candidates and then possibly taking action on any motion voted on during the closed session. Toby Shy is officially done today as the chief, though he left the job earlier with the use of vacation time. The Trader Joe's grocery store chain recalling its triple ginger brew. Customers reporting bottles exploding. Company issued a voluntary nationwide recall after hearing reports of the unopened bottles bursting or shattering. Affected, the 25-ounce glass bottles of the triple ginger brew distributed between November 9th and December the 14th. The strike is over at the Kohler Company. It's a new 4-year contract approved by UAW Local 833 members. They were on strike for 32 days, 91% voting in favor of the new deal. It includes improved pension benefits, higher wages, minimizes rising health care costs. Company does keep its 2-tiered wage system in place, but the pay gap has been narrowed between the newly hired workers and those who have been on the job for several years. And hoverboards are again for sale on Amazon and at Target. Both retailers briefly pulling the self-balancing scooters this month over complaints about their lithium batteries exploding or catching fire. The Consumer Product Safety Commission still investigating at least 11 reports of hoverboard fires. The site plan, rezoning request, and certified survey map for a Quick Trip gas station and convenience store on Spring Street, just west of Green Bay Road in Mount Pleasant, has the support of the Village Plan Commission. Community Development Director Logan Martin explaining this will also impact the current Spring Street median setup.
The median opening that would be opposite of the driveway that's shown in the rendering is the one that would be closed. That's the one that's in the current turn lane. Currently, there is an access point there in the median. That's the one that's closing.
Okay.
The one that would serve the western driveway of the Quick Trip site is the one that would stay open. That one aligns with the BMO Harris and Walgreens access drive on the south side of the street. As part of this project, Quick Trip would also be constructing a left turn lane in the median. If you're going eastbound on Spring Street, you'd have a left turn lane to turn into the project site prior to the left turn lane to go north on Highway 31.
Troy Melaziva with Quick Trip's real estate development office said that the music that normally plays at the gas pumps, like all of its other sites, if necessary, can be regulated in terms of volume. State Department of Natural Resources held an informational meeting this week about a permit tied to pollutants discharged by We Energy's power plant in Oak Creek. Nobody attending at the Oak Creek Community Center, though, offered up any comment about the utility's pollutant discharge elimination system permit. It needs to be renewed every 5 years, and it includes a variance that would place some additional measures on the plant's water quality. That would include new standards on the amount of arsenic allowed in a facility's discharge water. The DNR is going to continue seeking public input on the issue. And a new report from Nationwide Insurance ranking the Metro Milwaukee housing market as the third healthiest in the country. That is based on local employment, housing prices, the mortgage market, and demographics. A Nationwide senior economist telling the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel the area did well in all four of the metrics because there's been a relatively strong, solid job growth in the region. There was almost no attention to the issue at this week's Racine Common Council meeting. Aldermen approving a contract with the Wisconsin Humane Society for animal control services next year. Total cost more than $250,000. Administrator Tom Friedel pointed out this was a lot cheaper than if the city had taken over the operation, as was initially considered. He further explained the yearly cost was actually down from the last few years in part because there's now historical data available when it comes to negotiations.
When we initially began that operation, we took an estimate of the services that were provided in previous years, and each year it's revisited to look at how we're doing, are our numbers contributing at the same percentage as they were the year before compared to what we anticipated, and that's resulted in the last 3 years of a reduction. Not a large reduction, but a slight reduction each year.
Before the Humane Society, Racine's animal control services needs were handled by Countryside Humane Society. They stopped doing that, forcing the city to find a replacement. Well, you've heard of Christmas in July, but the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission was dealing with Halloween in December. That regarding the abandoned haunted house site along I-94 near Highway 11. Owner Corey Stevens seeking permission for a paintball area, additional grass parking, and what'll be called Stalker Haunted Cornfield.
The buildings outside in the corn maze themselves will be temporary. There could be sound in those, which would be run off of a small amp system onto smaller speakers. So potentially there could be sound out into the corn maze. It wouldn't be high-volume sound.
Sound from the activities, the only concern for Commissioner Floyd Leonard, he lives near the property. The abandoned haunted house operates between September 10th and November 1st. The Plan Commission giving unanimous approval for the changes. Our AccuWeather forecast this afternoon, it'll be intervals of clouds and sun and a high only in the mid-30s. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.